Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Lovely to hear. This week, we've got a whole slew of things to talk about. Maryland Black Bears were back at home in Piney Orchard this week. The Team Maryland went to Pro Tech. Stevenson's men and women's teams were back-to-back, home-and-home, and some updates on the Stevenson club team as well as some high school playoff situations and the Mid-Atlantic Prep Hockey League getting underway with some non-conference action. But first, we'll go to the Maryland Black Bears, who, for the first time in almost a year, they take the ice at the Den at Piney Orchard, and they host the vaunted Johnstown Tomahawks. And it was not a great weekend for the Black Bears. I mean, it wasn't terrible by any stretch of the imagination. The games were close. The games were tight. Every mistake that was made was counteracted upon on both sides of the puck. But the Black Bears come up short and now are mired in quite a bit of a losing streak right now. Start off on Saturday's game where the Black Bears welcomed themselves home very nicely as Brandon Piku picked off a nice little interception, a cross-ice pass, a little bobble of the puck. He goes in. He beats Josh Graziano for his first as a Black Bear, and it's 1-0, 2:13 into the game. But about a minute later, Reed Stark pots one for Johnstown, and then it was a back and forth. The Reed Stark won the turnover in the zone for the Black Bears, and then next thing you know, bing, bang, boom, in the net. Then back and forth in the middle of the period, Johnstown really kind of pacing themselves in terms of offense, getting a lot of chances. Black Bears had a little flurry towards the middle of the frame, but Johnstown, by and large, had possession in the first period. Then TJ Kufis, 17-11 into the period, gets his fourth of the year, and the Tomahawks go up 2-1 going into the locker room. Black Bears, again, strike quick within the first 3 minutes of the period. Brad McNeil off a nice little shot from Garrett Sadlowski, picks up the rebound, his third of the year for McNeil. Sadlowski, 13 assists, quietly having a really good playmaking season. Then the Black Bears get into a little penalty trouble with a high-sticking double minor from Aiden Bruich. But Connor Cole showing off the shorthanded prowess that the Maryland Black Bears have shown all season with the 12th shorthanded goal of the year for the Black Bears on a nice little breakaway. Anticipated a cross-ice pass, picked it off, went home, and then beat Josh Graziano for his fifth of the year. Johnstown, again, controlling the offense in this one, outshooting the Black Bears in every period. The closest one, oddly enough, was the second period we're talking about, but Anthony Mastromonica puts home his eighth of the year with 6:35 left in the frame as we go to the third period, tied at 3. And then, you know, again, tight checking game. Maryland really couldn't get a lot of offense going. They had a little bit of trouble breaking out, a little bit of trouble keeping possession in the zone. William Pettersson, his second of the year, comes 6:35 with 6:35 left in the third period. Then a wrist trying to get Hans Colleen out of the net, get an extra attacker. Brendan Clark puts it home with 1:45 left, his 10th of the year, and that's all she wrote in this one. Colleen with 33 saves in the losing effort. Black Bears 0-for-2 on the power play, not really connecting too well. Couldn't really get too much set up in the zone. It's kind of weird that the shorthanded, the penalty kill has more goals in the power play. 12-9 is that factor there. So a tough one, hard-fought game. Again, like every goal was a miscue. Piku's goal came off a turnover. McNeil's goal came off a turnover and a rebound. Connor Cole's came off a pick pass. Reed Stark goals came off a turnover. TJ Kufis, again, turnover. Master Monica bounced off his shoulder and in, I believe. Just weird bounces everywhere. So tough breaks, but again, you have to make your own luck in this whole charade. Short turnaround for the Black Bears on Sunday as they had to deal with a 6:40 game on Saturday and then a noon start time on Sunday. First period, kind of a feeling out process. Maryland gets a little bit of pressure early and late. Middle part of the frame kind of belonged to Johnstown. All those shots stayed close at 10-9 in the frame. No scoring on that one. And then a wonderful passing play by Johnstown. I got to tip the hat to that as Daniel Tax with a nice tap in from Will Margell's saucer fourth of the year for Taxon has 1-0 in the second period. That's where we stood. Again, tight checking. These teams knew that if there was any kind of hiccup, it would be capitalized upon. Will Margel, again, he gets his fourth goal of the season. He gets a nice little shot in the slot, kind of left all alone. And bingo bango, he gets it in 2-0 lead. Josh Nixon late, though, gets a nice little scrum in front, picks up a loose puck, puts it home for his second of the year. Connor Cole and Jude Curtis on the assist. The Black Bears try to pull Michael Morelli for an extra attacker to see if that helped. That did not. 2-1, the final. Morelli, 35 saves in the losing effort, and the Black Bears get swept for a third straight weekend. As we look at the standings right now, Black Bears 500, 12-12 and 5, and man, something's got to give. They're 0-6-0, so 6-game losing streak, 2-7-1 in their last 10, and it's not going to get any easier. They got to play the Danbury Hattricks, probably the team that they have to worry most about in the seedings or in the standings. Because Danbury does have 10 less games played than the Black Bears. They have 10 less points than the Black Bears. They're at a 500 record as well. They're pretty much even keel across the board, but the Black Bears have only won one game of the four this year against Danbury, and they'll be going up to Danbury for a Thursday and Friday noon 30 start, so 12:30 Eastern start on Hockey TV. And you could check that out. And I don't think I'll be having live reacts to that because I'll be working. But you can watch that there. I'll watch it back. Give a little analyst at Chesapeake HW Pod on the Twitter. And if you care about that stuff. So good times aplenty happening there. And hopefully Maryland can break this losing streak and, you know, try to get back on the right track, because we're getting to crunch time now. They played 29 games. Probably around 54, I want to say, games total. So they're over that halfway point. So they have to kind of right the ship now. Hopefully get all the key pieces in and get guys settled. Maybe they're gripping the stick too tight. Just can't get anything going. This whole weekend they were missing Daniel Colabuffo, Reed Liebold. So, I mean, those are two big scoring threats there. But, again, it has to be next man up. Next man up in the roster has got to take it over. So we will see what happens in this game. We will see how this all goes, and we'll report back to you next week. Team Maryland only had one game, and that was a Tuesday game, as they went ahead and they went up to ProTech, which is in allegedly in New Jersey, from what the kids like to say, and they had quite a showing of their own, but unfortunately drop a heartbreaker in overtime. 2-1, the final for ProTech. Nothing happened in the first. This is almost kind of like how the Black Bears Sunday game was overall. 4:55 into the frame. Kyle Peters, even strength, puts Team Maryland on the board first. Justin Gusso and Vince Maurice on the assist. ProTech gets one back just after midway point. Christos Kaminis with an even strength goal, and that was all the scoring in regulation. We had to go to overtime, a minute into overtime. Spencer Quinn ends it, and 2-1 the final. Carson Gates getting the start in net, 25 saves in the losing effort in this one. So, Team Maryland right now, they're kind of going about some things. They are solidified into a playoff spot, if there is a playoffs. I don't know what the EHL is going to do. We can all wonder what the heck's going to happen. But they sit now 16-11-7 overall. And we will just have to see where they go from here because they are right at third place, tied for second, rather. Philadelphia above them. They have more wins, so they will get the tiebreaker on that. They are 9 points up on ProTech, and they only have 4 games remaining. So they will play this Thursday and Friday, but they'll play Thursday at Iceworks against the Philly Little Flyers and then travel up the pike to play the New Jersey 87s at the Jersey Shore Arena. And then 2 last games at the Patriot Ice Center, that will be it. That's all she wrote for the schedule right now in terms of what Team Maryland is going to do. Oddly enough, the Patriot Ice Center in Newark, Delaware. So they'll be playing 2 games at Newark, Delaware. Team Maryland against Connecticut. That's weird. That's weird, but whatever. So four games remaining. Again, all these games will be on Hockey TV as well this Thursday and Friday. 11:30 a.m. start for the Thursday, 12:30 p.m. start on Friday. And they also have a VOD, so you get the VOD going. Get the VOD going right if you can't make it. And go back, speed it up, do things. It's good times. But some other Team Maryland news is Rory Gresham committed to a school, and he will be staying in Maryland as he is committed to Stevenson University and the Mustangs there starting in the fall of 2021. Huge, huge thing for him. Gresham, a consummate player. Iron Man, played all 77 games that he's gone ahead and participated in the EHL. First player from Team Maryland to choose Stevenson. It's a good time had by all. Stevenson having a nice little boot to themselves. We'll talk about them here coming up. But really awesome to see Gresham stay in the Maryland area. Consummate professional. We've seen him up with the Maryland Black Bears for a cup of coffee, too, against New Jersey. Played really well there. I think he stood out. Of the three guys that got called up, he stood out pretty well there. So congratulations to him getting that accomplishment and moving onward and upward. Let's get into those Stevenson University men's hockey Mustangs. Last week we missed out because UCHC decided to reveal things on Tuesday. So totally screwing things up for us here. But Mac Lowry got Rookie of the Week in the UCHC, and Marco Sturma, Goalie of the Week, after a big weekend for Stevenson last weekend. And they went up to Elmira. A boom, shaka, boom, shaka, boom, shaka, boom, boom. That's actually Elvira. I apologize. So went up to Elmira. Elmira's opening weekend. Stevenson went up there and in a home-and-home situation, didn't take the first one. Lost 3-1 on Friday afternoon. Chad Watt got things going for Stevenson. He got a goal from Eric Olson and Luke Benitez. And then less than a minute later, Janice Visbelis gets Elmira on even keel. Nothing happened in the second. Then Adam Ebby gets a goal, 7:15 into the third period. Then an empty net shorthanded by Ebby again ended it for that one, as a 3-1 is the final there. Sturma only 17 saves on 19 shots as the Stevenson University Mustangs go down for their first of the season. Luckily, they had a revenge game 24 hours later. They went back home to Reisterstown, and they had things. They rode the ship. They won the game is what I'm trying to say. Overall, everything happened in period by period. Stevenson scores on the power play. 5:14 in, Eric Olson gets his first as a Mustang. Ryan Patrick, Austin Master on the assist. Another power play with only 3:18 remaining in the second. Blake Coleman, I think his first is a Mustang. Houston Wilson, Carl Leiden on the assist. And then 20 seconds into the third frame, Sean Kennedy gets the goal for Elmira, but that would be all she wrote on that one. Stevenson goes to the victors, to the pay window, 2-1. Ryan Kenny, unbelievable, 41 saves. A wall back there in this one as Stevenson improves to 3-1-0 in conference play. And Ryan Kenny's performance was good enough to get the Mid-Atlantic Conference Defensive Player of the Week, 41 saves in his win this week. So hardware there for Stevenson. As Stevenson looks ahead to this week, it's a Thursday-Friday extravaganza, ladies and gentlemen, with all the Maryland teams. I'm going to have a busy third. A good thing I can catch up all weekend on what's happening here. So Stevenson goes back up to Chatham, which they were a couple weeks ago. They'll play Thursday at 4 o'clock, and then they'll return home to play Wilkes College at 7 p.m. on the 26th. That video is on GoMustangSports.com. You can watch that live. Their video production is pretty solid, even though their commentary is a little bit low. You're going to have to crank the volume for that one. So another meeting against Chatham, their third. They'll have another one later on in March. Chatham all day, baby. But if you can squeeze that game into the other two Thursday Friday games, actually, this is staggered enough where you could after either the Black Bears or Team Maryland game, or if you're watching both because you're fancy and have two televisions, you can watch the Chatham game. They'll probably put a video link on that. And then the Wilkes game is at 7 p.m., so after all those games are done, you can get a dinner and go watch Stevenson's men play. But guess what? The men weren't the only ones in action as the Stevenson women get back onto the ice after a almost a year off as well. But they took on the speaking of Chatham, they went up to Chatham, play them in a home-and-home situation as they lose on Saturday by a score of 3-2. Got things going off pretty good. Carly Aguirre with a power play goal, 9-10 into the first frame from Hannah Labbe and Trin Barkless. And then Aguirre again about 5 minutes later from Frankie Capello. It's 2-0 Stevenson. But then Chatham in the second period pretty much got things going their way. 3:16 in, Sydney Collins with a power play goal. Then 5:01 later, Ariel Garbin gets a goal to tie the thing up. And then the third period, Ashley Marchand of Chatham puts it away. And that's all she wrote on that one. 3-2 the final. Anika Carlander, 21 saves in the loss, but she would more than make up for it on Sunday as Chatham visited Stevenson. No scoring in the first, no scoring in the second. Very close calls, though. Carlander made some fabulous saves down in her own end, and sticks taps to Lily Rogers, who also had quite the performance for Chatham. It wasn't until the third period when Stevenson got on the board. 8:05, Allie Gibson unassisted. That was just about 3 minutes after that. Angelica Saluzzo on the power play from Carly Aguirre and Callie Jo Zaliga. And that put it 2-0. But it was, you know, it came pretty close. Chatham right after that gets one from Allison Corser-James, literally 23 seconds after Saluzzo's goal. But that's all they would get. Stevenson hold on for their win as Carlander makes 27 saves in the winning effort for Stevenson as they go 1-1-0. And Carlander, the MAC Defensive Player of the Week with her performances this weekend, did go 1-1-0. That's fine. Did play a lot. Did have a lot of saves. I want to say 48 saves on the weekend. So shout out to her for that one. She's going to be a cornerstone of this team going forward. I mean, she is someone who I think last year, one of the three goalies who played, but this year she was she would be called upon, and you know, it's her senior season, so hopefully she can go out with a bang and deliver something big deal. I mean, her career goals against average is 165. I mean, that's pretty dang good, I would say. She has been a workhorse for the Mustangs when she's called upon. So hopefully it's not going to be a championship, sadly, I don't think. But they'll send her off in style, that's for dang sure. But the Stevenson women, home and home weekend again. But they play Friday, Saturday. So that's good. Friday night they play at Newman College, my old stomping grounds there in Aston, Pennsylvania. And then back on Saturday night, 7 p.m. start time on GoMustangSports.com. You can watch the women take on the Newman women. And that should be a fun game. These two had pretty heated battles at the end of last season. And I believe they faced off in the playoffs. Stevenson beat Newman to get to the Final Four of the UCHC Women's Division. So a very tight rivalry there. And if you guys have the means, please, by all means, check it out Saturday night, 7 p.m. Nothing else you're going to do. Go watch the Mustang women take care of business against Newman. Some interesting news coming out of the Stevenson stable as well. It's a horse reference, folks. They're the Mustang. Anyway, Mike Ergo is announced. He is the coach of the D2 team, does a lot, D2 HCHA team, and does a lot on the club sports side with the ACHA. And now Stevenson has added a Division III ACHA club team, which is huge. That means there's four teams, two varsity, one men, one women, and then two club teams, D2 and D3, going on for Stevenson. I mean, this is a situation where a school not known for hockey or wanting to draw in hockey players have built up, and I would say about a decade, I think, is when the women's program started in 12-13. They've built up quite the lineage in terms of what they are doing here with this program. So awesome, awesome for that news to be out there. And hopefully there's enough ice time for everybody to go around. And I'm sure with all the interest in the D2 club team, it's you know, you're just like, all right, well, we have to have a D3 team now. So hopefully that'll be huge for them overall. So I applaud the Stevenson community for making this happen, and we'll have to see where things are going. And that'll start at next season, 21-22, because who knows what's going to happen with this season. I don't know if there's any club teams announcing any kind of games at all. So we will have to pause, step back, wait, and see how this all goes. But a D3 team coming from Stevenson, Stevenson's club team, and we will be covering them as much as possible on this side of things. So congratulations to those folks over there for making that dream happen for players who might have, you know, just didn't get a lot of playing time in the D2 team, or just, you know, just didn't make it, or just didn't think they could make it. Now they have a place to play. Really rad to keep the hockey culture alive there in Stevenson. The NSHL's got some things a-going as they got the Monessey Cup going on. Semifinals in Hagerstown happening. One semifinal back, Washington County, 7-4 victors over Frederick County. They will go to the final on that one. I'm trying to see if there is anything else. Tuesday, 5 o'clock. So they'll take on the winners of Urbana and Oakdale. So that will be Oakdale 13-0 on the season, Urbana 6-6-2. It's the playoffs. You never know. But whoever goes against that, they will take on Washington County for the Monessey Cup. In Howard County, the Serio Cup, the Glen Elk, undefeated. They they're the number one seed. They took out the number five seed Wolves, a conglomeration of everybody. And they will take on the winner of Mount Hebron and Marriott's Ridge. Marriott's Ridge 9-4-0, Mount Hebron 3-7-0. And those finals will commence on Thursday for the Serio Cup, and I believe the Monessey Cup is Wednesday. But we will take care of that next week. Congratulations to Washington County and Glen Elg, and best of luck to Mount Hebron, Marriott Ridge, Urbana, and Oakdale on that one. I also noticed that my alma mater, Mount St. Joseph, they're starting to schedule games. They took on the previously mentioned Marriott's Ridge this weekend, I do believe, and got themselves a win on this one. They didn't say how many Marriott's Ridge got, but so MSJ got a hat trick from Burns, two from Trotz. That's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 goals for MSJ. 18 saves for the goaltender Adams, and there we go. They'll play South River. They played South River today. No update on what's going on there, but boy howdy, how about that? A big 11 spot against Marriott's Ridge. I don't think officially the MAPHL is actually having any games, to be quite honest with you. I'm going to look up here as we do this on the show, because you know me, very little show prep Scotty Waz in this house. And that's what it looks like. It looks like it's kind of the team scheduling their own things. Not really much going on as we go forward. The MSHL did put out a championship format. Four teams in the tournament. Top four seeds have a bye. 5 through 12 will compete in the opening round in March, beginning of March. First game start there, da-da-da-da-da. Go all the way until March 12th, 7:15. The girls' final will be at 5 o'clock on March 12th as well. So we're coming up here in a couple weeks. So it'll be a big, quick boom to the finals. So the seeding will be announced after play in the 28th. So by the show next week, we will have a little seeding for the MSHL finals, the championships, and everything like that. So only three conferences participating, Howard, Monessey, and Montgomery. And then, yeah, we will go on from that one. So there you go, a little MSHL update for all y'all wondering about that. How about we get some players? So we'll start off with last week. Sam Annis had a Wednesday-Thursday set and got some three assists on that one. Two assists on Wednesday against the Syracuse Crunch. His Utica Comets win 5-2. And then a shootout loss against the Rochester Americans the next day with one assist on that one. Three shots on goal. Currently sitting at 7 assists. All his points are assists in 5 games for Utica. So I guess the little change did him pretty well there. Patrick Giles, Boston College He got himself a goal, the game winner against Maine on Saturday's game, 3-0 win as they sweep Maine on a 4-game winning streak, BC is. And, yeah, they've won a lot. BC is pretty good right now. And Patrick Childs committing to that and having himself a nice little junior season after the injury kind of wiped out a lot of his season last year. Veronica Petty getting on the score sheet for Northeastern as they're turning in a hell of a set. 6 straight wins on Friday against Vermont. She had a goal in a as they swept Vermont in a big one. Petty, 3 goals, 4 assists so far this season. So she is she's kind of getting things back into gear a little bit, not on the pace she was last year, but at the same time still getting up to speed, getting up going. I'm sure little to no training during the season doesn't help as much. Hitting the stride at the right time as we get to the playoffs for the NCAA Conference Championship should be coming up around here soon. And then, of course, the NCAAs, Frozen Fours, all that other fun stuff. So good of her to hit her stride right now, get some things going, make things happen on from there. The Aaron Randazzo, he got himself a win in overtime where the Green Bay Gamblers, 27 saves in the winning effort. So a 900 save percentage, 3 goals against in that one. And Andrew Tack has been a little bit of a hiccup on Saturday night. 5-4 shootout loss to the Wichita Falls Warriors. 32 saves in that there, 4 goals given up in that. So not a good weekend for him. A couple back-to-back stinkers, but you're allowed that after you have a big streak of your own. He's still sitting at 7-1-1. 231 goals against, 923 save percentage for him in Amarillo. That's it. That's all. That's all we've got for you guys. I'm not going to give you any more. You guys have a wonderful week. Enjoy your heavy Thursday, Friday of hockey. My goodness gracious. Check out the VODs if you can't catch it live. You'll do yourself a good pleasure in doing that. Also, check out the nightcap. Stevenson Women playing a nightcap on Friday night. They're playing the only game, I believe, in town on Saturday night. So go check it out at GoMustangSports.com for all the action there. Other hockey TV areas to pick that up at, too. So that's it. That's all. I am Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction. Check us out at ClutchAndCrabHockey.com, Chesapeake HW Pod on Twitter, and Chesapeake HW Pod on Facebook. Till I talk to you guys next, play that Clutch and Crab Hockey if you don't mind, and I'll see you next week. Peace.